You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode 110. Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Rash, your host. Thank you so much for being here. So today we are going to be talking about three keys to saying no with ease. So over the years, many people I've worked with have difficulty saying no appropriately. But demands on our time, money, and other resources can take all that we have if we allow it. Failing to use this important word leads to resentments in our relationships, overscheduling, overwhelm, overextending, frustration, and inattention to our own needs or goals. Saying no is absolutely a required skill if you want to live and lead for impact. So here are the three keys to saying no. One, figure out your why. If you figure out your why, it's much easier to overcome. It's almost certainly a false belief or fear of some kind. Give it a name and then make it go away. Here are a few of the main reasons I see again and again. Do you see yourself in any of them? So one, you automatically feel guilty. I feel bad. They need me. I should say yes. Two, you like to be needed. You find yourself saying things like, what would they do without me? Where would they be? Three, you believe that to say no is selfish or shows bad manners. You find yourself saying things like, I need to care about others and not just about myself. Which begs the question, when's the last time you did care about you? Another popular one is you're seeking approval and you care about what other people think. You might find yourself saying, I don't want them to be mad. Or what if they think I'm lazy? And then this last one that I've heard a lot from some of my clients who are Christians, God wants me to serve others. Let me pause quickly to talk about this one. I'm not going to go into full detail, but let me just tell you that God does not call on us to serve others based on all the requests we get from people. He asks us to serve others based on His call. If people are dictating use of your time and all of your time, there's no opportunity to hear from God or follow His call for your time. I will also add, serving God is not always comfortable. He's never promised that. But serving Him will not come from a feeling of have to or should, and it won't build feelings of resentment or overwhelm. Just a little food for thought on that one. Okay, I just had to spend a few extra minutes on that one. So now back to our regularly scheduled topic. So the next key to saying no with ease is define your own priorities clearly. It's much easier to say no if you are very clear about your own purpose. What main goals are you seeking to achieve? That clarity gives you a framework to use to make informed decisions about your time. I'm very clear on the three main objectives I'm working towards as an overarching goal for my whole life. It makes it so much easier to say yes or no to an invitation. Whether it's a social event or a business-related request, it's fairly simple for me to evaluate it quickly to determine whether it should be a yes or a no. These three objectives help me meet my more specific goals. Mine happen to be intertwined as well, so that makes it even better. So I am often working towards all three at once, which is great. I recommend that you create a similar list. So here are mine. So my first main objective is I want to focus on establishing and maintaining relationships with goal-oriented and motivating people. The second, I want to help others succeed. And the third, I want to earn money. And money, along with the design of my work, helps me to achieve some of my more specific goals. So remember, I shared that these are my overarching goals, and I do have more specific goals and tasks aligned with them that help me design each day. But the tasks or commitments of time will almost always be aligned with one or a combination of these three objectives. Here's the third key. Have some phrases that mean no memorized and ready. I encourage my clients to create some ready phrases so that they are prepared with a few more comfortable ways to say no. And regardless of how you choose to say no, here's the trick. Be authentic. Trust me, if you want to say no, you have a good reason. It's just a matter of getting it phrased and in a way that feels comfortable. And then make it brief. Too much detail and you end up sounding defensive or whiny rather than assertive. So here are a few phrases that mean no. Modify them to fit your own priorities and style. And these will also be on the show notes page. If you go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then find the show notes for today's episode. So, because if you're driving, I don't want you taking notes, and you might want to write some of these down. So here's the first one. I just can't right now. Next, I volunteer a certain number of hours per month, and I've already made my commitments elsewhere. 3, my focus is on my family right now. 4, sorry, but I won't be able to help out this time. 5, my focus for the next several months is on a big career push. I won't be able to help this time. 6, I would love to, but my husband and I have made other commitments. 7, it sounds great. Not right now. Can you call me back in 6 months? 8, that is not my area of gifting. I'm really trying to put my energy where I can be my best self. 9, I'm sorry, but I need to decline. 10, no. That's a very, very brief one, by the way. 11, I'm sorry, it's not a fit for me. 12, sorry, I'm already overextended. 13, I wouldn't be able to give my best to that right now. 14, no thank you, I'm not interested. 15, I've been really overwhelmed lately, so I'm practicing saying no. 16, that just doesn't work for me. 17, no thank you. 18, sounds like a great project. Let me put you in touch with someone I think would love to be involved. 19, my budget doesn't allow for that right now. 20, I just have no time for that in my schedule right now. So there's 20 different phrases of ways that you can kind of have in your hip pocket ready to say no when you need to. My hope is that these three strategies can help you really focus on where you need to make your big impact. Let me summarize them for you again quickly. So 1, figure out your why. Why is it hard for you to say no? 2, define your priorities clearly. It is much easier to evaluate if it is a yes or no and be really tenacious about putting structure around your time. And then the third, have some phrases at the ready that you can pull out when you need them. Thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget to go grab the show notes at defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and grab these 20 phrases. While you're at the site, why don't you send me a current work or life challenge that you're having right now? I'll create some strategies specifically for you, and you'll get a little contact with me directly. So until next time, make it a great day and go out and make your unique impact.